You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, Lisa Westbrook, Public Relations with Tuolumne Utilities District, commonly known as TUD in Tuolumne County. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Mark.
The very first question I have, TUD is working in downtown Sonora this morning along Gold Street. Is this an all-day project or is this over the next few days?
It is an all-day project from 7 to 5 today only, and it's just a patch paving from some work that we've done in the past. So we're trying to just clean that up, make the street a little bit more presentable. But we do ask people to slow down in the area, and there will be 5 to 10 minute traffic delays in that area.
There's been a lot of that this past summer throughout Tuolumne County.
There has. Unfortunately, with the infrastructure at TUD, we do have a lot of water mainline breaks. So what we try to do is to go back through and clean up the roads as possible, as much as we can, you know, once the crews are all done with their work.
This summer was exceptionally hot, but it also followed a very wet winter and a winter that we seemingly came out of the 5-year drought. Where do we stand now as far as water is concerned with TUD and Tuolumne County?
The water situation has been amazing this year, as you were just pointing out, and all of the reservoirs got filled pretty much. It's called the water year. The water year actually ends for 2017. It ends September 30th. And so, like right now, Pinecrest Lake is still at 91% capacity, and Lyons Reservoir is about 81% capacity. So they're right where they really need to be this time of year. And then usually the reservoirs will start dropping down for winter use. And so we're going to have to see what the next water year, which starts October 1st for 2018, well, we'll have to just see and hope that it's another great year.
Was Tuolumne County ever officially declared to have ended the drought?
Well, the drought regulations that were issued by the State Water Resources Control Board were a bit confusing. Surface water, all of Tuolumne County was fine in surface water. It really was related to the funding that was received for those people that were having well issues in the county. So it was a bit confusing on that. And all of California is still considered that they need to follow kind of water-wise regulations, not wasting water. What the state's pretty much saying is that you shouldn't be using a hose, you should be using a broom. And we have all of those guidelines up on our TUD website.
And what is the TUD website?
It is tudwater.com.
Certainly hope we have another good winter, because that was really dicey as of late last summer.
Yes, and the district follows every kind of meteorological report that you can even imagine. We start following that very closely as soon as the water year starts, as I was mentioning, in October. And we'll be listening and watching all the different various reports so that we can better forecast our water supply in the future as well.
Lisa Westbrook, anything else before I let you go?
One other thing. We do have a ditch outage coming up, and that will be coming up in October. The Tuolumne Main Canal, owned by PG&E, that gets shut down. And so we're going to ask all of our customers to conserve water Monday, October 9th. Through Monday, October 16th, while the ditch outage occurs. And what that means is that all of our storage tanks are only on reserve. So whatever water's in the system at that time, that's all that we have for that 1 week period.
Very important to know. Is there a telephone number for a person to find out more information?
Yes, they could give our office a call at 209-532-5536.
She's Public Relations with Tuolumne Utilities District, Lisa Westbrook. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks so much, Mark.